Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. The very thing you've been longing for, or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you, or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul, and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Greetings, my dear friends. Welcome to Dog Poet Transmitting and a Saucer Pod. Greetings and many greetings from the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster. Greetings from the Celestial Realm and the Avatar, who is moving down through the planes and sweeping out all of the webs and centers of darkness from locations in the invisible. He is forcing these wicked entities out into the manifest for the purpose of judgment. Less than a day ago, there was another mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. At least 50 people were killed and 50 wounded. Tonight, we're hovering above Orlando. Not Orlando Bloom, of course, just to clear that up. It's Orlando, Florida. Some guy who was a cutout straw man kind of thing walked into a gay nightclub with a handgun and an automatic weapon and killed 50 people and wounded 53 all by himself, even though a witness there said there had to be more than one shooter because the shooting never stopped. He was implying that due to the sounds he heard, there were multiple shots occurring at the same time. He also said he didn't know there was shooting going on because the shots were syncopated with the music. And there were three sections in the club. It's a pretty big club. Now, I don't want to seem cynical, but here's what I think happened. The Satanists who are behind the whole alternative sexual movement, the atheist movement, the migrant crisis, and all the rest of the material darkness movements sent some gunmen into the club to kill a lot of gays because public backlash keeps rising due to the transgender bathroom issue and a general malaise hangover that is leading to an immense sense of fatigue, which is leading to a rise in ever more tightly coiled states of repressed anger that are leaking through the seams, which is the cause of the weariness, because a much larger section of the population has had it and is pushing back. The Satanists murdered dozens of gays in order to create a climate of sympathy, as well as to continue to push the condition of confused and nervous distress all around us, because it all keeps getting stranger and stranger. I just watched a video with a 52-year-old man who left his wife and six children and became transgender and also identifies as a six-year-old girl. He has been adopted by some weird couple who are gleaming with the attendant publicity. This fellow plays dollhouse afternoons with his couple's seven-year-old granddaughter. You need to look up the clip. It's on the Louder Than Crowder YouTube site. He's got all kinds of raps and confrontations going on there. Now there's this group of radical feminists that have decided not to use tampons or whatever sponge devices are on the market. Instead, they have decided to go around with blood running down their legs as a statement of liberation from patriarchal oppression. It keeps getting nuttier and nuttier in just about every word and act done by any of us who are not card-carrying professional victimhood members is an expression of microaggression and demands for the victim a perpetual safe place. And there's such a list of terms and descriptors now that it makes your head spin to read them. People are screaming at each other in the streets. Wild and crazy things are being promoted as normal, and normal is being promoted as abnormal. And day by day, the entire fabric of what was once known as reality is tearing and fraying, and like a curtain ripped by tigers, is exposing whatever is really behind whatever it is that we accused of being real. In the meantime, these other clowns are putting up a new curtain to cover up whatever is real. And the deeper reason that all of this is going on is that Mr. Apocalypse is scaring the crap out of these people. What else is happening is that the avatars pushing all the madness from the invisible into the visible, into the manifest, and it is cartoon central at this moment. As you might imagine, or might not imagine, but I'll tell you anyway, so it's a moot point. I've been checking out this growing phenomena of rising hysteria known as the social justice warriors. You can find many examples of this on YouTube where these entities are side-splittingly funny. I don't want to get into describing their physical characteristics because I'll get accused of micro or macro oppression and aggression. I can't remember which it is because I don't talk that way. I get accused of shaming or white male privilege. I'm in one of the worst positions, historically, as it applies to the present, if that makes any sense. I'm a white male who is poor. I'm about as poor as it gets, but I manage. I have no social or political or economic power. I have no status as it is recognized in this world, but I'm doing fine. As long as you don't want more than you need, you're often okay. I have the tools of my trade, so it is only food, shelter, and clothing that I need. I have shelter. My food costs are generally minimal because of what I prefer to eat, and I usually only eat once a day, and I get my clothes off eBay, and so on and so on. I don't eat in restaurants very often at all, and only when someone else wants to go. I don't go to the movies or nightclubs. I don't drink in bars. I don't do much else except work on my creative projects and spend intimate and valuable time with my friends. None of these things cost anything very much, but time and the attention of the heart and the mind. Anyway, these social justice warriors are something else. Today I saw a clip at a feminist convention where they had all these pamphlets and one of them had Jesus Christ in shorts with menstrual blood staining the shorts and he had breasts and a beard. Now what could possibly be the point here? The new standard of beauty for them, at least where I saw it there, is this 400-pound tattooed lady who has a big tat of Miss Piggy on her arm and has put out a nude calendar. It's mind-blowing. I've stayed away from looking too deeply into these subcultures. It's clear to me what is happening from what I see in my casual travels, but I thought I ought to look more deeply, and I'm flat-out astonished. I had no idea how inside the rot has gone. I'm more certain than ever that massive and dramatic change is coming because these people are as far off course as it is possible to stretch the rubber band, and extremes will, according to the law of physics, be snapped back on course once the force they have used to stretch the band has exhausted and they're jerked back into a zone they had completely rejected, which they tore themselves away from in order to self-identify with something unreal. I'm in awe of some people's ability to get so far away from their basic humanity. Sometimes I'll look at my life and observe the mistakes and not feel all that good about myself, and then I see, when I look at everything else, that my crimes are pretty minimal by comparison. When you don't like yourself as well as maybe you should, you tend to magnify the extent of your performed injuries. In truth, they are none so bad as you might imagine if you did like yourself as you should, and I've recently crossed a threshold in that regard, and so it is better than it has been. I've come to understand there's conditioning, and then there's conditioning. You process certain layers only to find that there are always more below or above those. What happens when you finally unravel it all? You discover there's nothing, or you discover there's light, or a light. This is why words and music and even symbols fall short. All of these are expressions of a segment of time, and their meaning and application changes as the segment changes, but the light has within it an intelligence that speaks in an intimate way to or from the very core of you. Unless you have had this experience, you're still looking at words or music or symbols to interpret meaning to you. The meaning is contained in the light, and there are levels of light as well. For instance, in the hijacked Kabbalah, there is Ein, Ein Sof, and Ein Sof Ur. Each of these states of light are actually veils, because the genesis of all light is beyond definition whatsoever. Within what it is possible for the mind to comprehend, Ein is the highest of the levels. It is absolute, but if it is a veil, then it cannot be absolute, can it? Then comes Ein Sof, which is explained as limitless or endless, and then there's Ein Sof Ur, which for reasons beyond my understanding is also called limitless or limitless light or eternal, if you prefer. Let's just say it can be pretty confusing, while at the same time one has to consider that the deeper truths are all confusing to a divided mind, and even to a unified mind. Certain things cannot be understood or communicated because they are beyond the reach of understanding or communication. Understanding, which I consider to be one of the highest and most wonderful possessions one can have, is still below wisdom, and wisdom is below the crown, and then you still have those stages of light. And of course, there must be something beyond that. One of the people I admire most is named Mehmet Karagöz. Just try finding a mention of him anywhere. You won't. He said, "Imagine the most deep and far-reaching possibility of awareness or reality that it is possible for you to achieve, and realize there's something beyond that, and beyond that, and beyond that." This is why I maintain one cannot progress beyond a certain point on their own. One must have a guide. The progressions of life are near infinite, and probably are infinite. No matter how far you go, there is someone above you. As we have said before, no one has ever plumbed the limits of love. Love has no limits. And love is ultimately the complete body of God. And one can also not go beyond particular points unless one is God. And becoming God is not only possible for you, but inevitable, even if it takes you millions of years. However, no matter how far you proceed, you will never become all God. You will always be a portion of the body of God. That's just how it is. The reason I always wind up talking about God, sometimes later, sometimes earlier, is because that's all I really want to talk about and all I find relevant. Nothing else is of anything more than a passing interest. Most everything else is a snare, a trap, or some kind of holding tank environment. We'll all get whatever it is that, wherever that is, and or wherever that is, if that is wherever it is, and according to our nature and our station. Not everyone's cup has the same depth of containment. Not every bud blooms at the same time, and God in disguise walks among us at all times. God greets us face to face more often than we know. God has a peculiar ability to show up in others when God wants to say something to us, and then mysteriously move on. And whatever vehicle God uses might have no memory of having hosted the Almighty even, you know. In earlier times, I used to run into this more often than I do now, but it's no longer necessary either. Once the Almighty is speaking within, the Almighty no longer needs external vehicles in your case. My friends, it is always a pleasure to come and speak to you. Of course, I'm just a mite on the body of something far greater than any elephant, but I do the best I can. Sometimes I think to myself, well, I haven't gotten all kinds of things in this life, but at least I got that. Some awareness of the voice within, and also a sense of perspective as to the importance of my place in the mix. This is where humility plays such a wonderful part, because humility is an expression of having a correct perspective on one's place in the scheme of things. I've never met a true master who is not utterly humble. They understand something of significant importance. They get it. One thing I often say to the ineffable is, oh Lord, I have no desire, nor have I earned the right to sit anywhere near the throne. Rather, let me sit at the very outskirts of your kingdom, because anywhere near your light is heaven for me. All right, my friends, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week, if there is one. In betwixt this, let us all come into the awareness of a true perspective and be that righteous worker in the vineyards of this world. God will sort us out. That's it. Oh, Mami Tapa, greetings, my good friend Lord Ganesh. Hare Krishna. Much love, Lady Nature. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Allah Akbar. Carry on, Baha'u'lla. Aloha and... Got to work on those aroos. Anyway, be well, my friends.
He's strong and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. If you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. No one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. Bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.